Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy that you're with me again today, and my prayer is that you are being blessed by the Word of God. God wants you to study His Word. He wants you to learn about Him. He wants you to know Him. And so my desire today, even as we share in this verse together, is that you will learn and grow from the God who so loves you. Let's go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we do ask you to bless our time together. We know that without your Holy Spirit, we couldn't learn anything. And so we ask that your Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth today, and that we would come to the knowledge of God and your Son, Jesus, Lord, your ways, and that you would empower us to live according to those ways, so that our ways may be pleasing unto you. We bless you. We thank you again for your word, and we're so grateful to have this time together, Lord. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, My God Shall Supply All Your Needs. And it's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. After commending the Philippian church members for the blessings and gifts given to him, Paul the Apostle turned his attention toward the church's blessing. In chapter 4 and verse 19 of Philippians, Paul tells them that God will be the one who blesses the church. We read, But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The verse begins, But my God shall supply all your need. Paul begins this verse with the word but, which we have learned is a disassociation conjunction, which means in contrast to, moreover, and abounding beyond. Paul contrasted the giving that the Philippians did toward him with the idea that God, the creator of everything, shall supply all your need. No person nor group would be the one who would supply their needs, but it would be the Heavenly Father who would attend to them. The verse goes on to say, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When God supplied, the level would be according to his riches in glory, or abundance, wealth, plenitude, and fullness. There is no shortage of materials when God supplies. He's abundantly rich, and whatever the Philippians needed, the Lord would have it available. Notice, too, that this abundant supply of riches would come by Jesus Christ. Because of their relationship with Jesus, the promise of God supplying their needs was available to the Philippian church members. When we ponder the words of Paul concerning God supplying the Philippians' needs, do we desire to put ourselves in their place? What if this promise was available to us as well? What if no matter what we needed, God would have it not only available, but ready to supply? This verse is one of the great faith-building verses within the Bible, and those who have a relationship with Jesus Christ may take it as their own. The God and creator of the universe watches over his children, and whatsoever we need, he will supply. Let us note that Paul wrote need and not want in his words to them. God may not supply all the wants we have, but he will certainly supply our need. The important thing to remember when it comes to this promise is that God is the one who determines what we need, and not always ourselves. He made us, he created us, and no one knows better what we need than he. And when he sees our need, he stands ready to supply according to all the riches in his glory. Next time, Paul gives a praise to God for this wonderful promise. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.